And how did that happen with me? I think that my worldview kind of changed and evolved. And this was all after my theology studies. So theology didn't give me a lot of understanding of nature and the world as science is describing it now. But I really set out on this very rigorous course of reading and learning. Actually, while I was working at the church, trying to discover what's the current understanding of reality, of nature, and what is science telling us about the world. And I discovered a story that was really beyond my imagination. I just, you know, in a way, I just wasn't prepared for learning about the cosmos, the 13, 14 billion year story of our cosmos, and the story of evolution, and the story of the material world, and the story of life. I mean, it's just, it was really so overwhelming for me and so deeply inspiring and relevant. And I really came to believe that any religion that is worth something needs to build its understanding of the world on established scientific fact. And not only that, but to incorporate it into its liturgies and its prayers. And that's really one of the things that I just no longer, once I started to discover this story and also have a deep concern about the human being's disconnect with the natural world and some of the problems it was causing us with regards to the environment, I want to write songs that talk about ways for us to connect, not just intellectually, but emotionally and spiritually to the world around us. And how can we find meaning and inspiration and comfort in that story, you know, in the story of the universe?
It certainly shows in the music that you put out. I have all kinds of questions I want to ask you, but I don't want to lose the thread of your beautiful music. So where should we go next?
Well, this next song is sort of relevant to what I was just talking about, science and how to come to terms with science and not exclude it from one's belief system. This next song speaks about that. The song is called Do You Really Want to Know?
The sun once went around the earth according to the Holy Church, which helped to reassure people that they were the center of the universe. One day His Holiness the Pope met a man with a telescope and said, "Hey, Mr. Galilei, what does your spyglass say?" And the scientist spoke. He said, "It's really quite amazing. Entirely life-changing. So let me ask you